Hello, good afternoon. I'd like to have a little chat with you today about stereo. And why, I hear you asking, am I doing this thing? And what has it got to do with me? Well, if you listen to this audio boo with headphones, which is a better idea than listening without headphones, then A, you get to hear my dulcet tones. And B, you will soon understand the point of my mini rant / soapbox and why I'm on it. It's like this. Cameras. Cameras are very important in today's society. Cameras feature in just about everything people do in or outside the house, whether you think so or not. When your baby daughter will be born, you will take pictures. That's mine. I'm a bit biased. When your other children have been born, you've taken pictures. When you're at family events, you take pictures. When the London Olympics was on, you took pictures. Video, as well as still images, are a vital role in today's society, yes? Right. No one's ever asked you to watch a film with one eye closed so that you have little to no depth perception. And you can only tell by turning your head slightly that this thing is on the right side of the screen and this thing is on the left side of the screen. Am I right? Good. With that in mind, my little soapbox / rant today is to beg, although no one will listen to this who's in the position to do anything about it, that more vendors put decent quality microphones in their gear. It's not a lot to ask. They're cheap as crap these days, and anybody can do it. Zoom have done it with the Q3 and the Q3 HD. Sony have done it. Panasonic have done it. Cell phone vendors haven't really done it, although some have. And it's intolerable. People posting videos on YouTube of concerts, and the videos in HD. 720p, 1080p, whatever. But the sound quality is god-awful. It makes me cringe. And as someone who's totally blind, sound is the key factor. I would never ask you to watch your favourite film in black and white with one eye closed and one ear shut, because it's wrong. So why am I expected that when you buy an HD camera and you post lovely videos of the most awesome things you can find, that the sound quality is crap? It's despicable, disgusting, and irritating. And I hate it. Listen to this traffic in mono. It's boring. You can't tell if I'm 3 feet away from you or no feet at all. You don't know if I'm on the left or the right of the microphones, or straight on. Until, however, I do this. I am kind of in the middle of the mics now, and you can tell that, even without a video image, that I'm looking at your left ear, and I'm looking at your right ear. And you can tell that the traffic down below is most likely coming from the right-hand side, and that there is building work going on the right-hand side. You don't need a camera for this. You just need good audio equipment. It's not much to ask. That's why I'm asking it. Do you understand? That's my point for today. It's something that is very dear to me. Audio recording of all kinds. And so, I wish other people would feel the same way, and hopefully comment about it in the same way that I have. Crazy as although it might be. But I trust I made my point, despite the long rant at the beginning. And since we haven't got long left, allow me to expand this image for you, and be a little bit off to the side and somewhat skewed. So now you can see that I'm to the right, traffic is to the left. And if I turn my head this way, I'm looking at the traffic. And when I turn it this way, there's the balcony door. You could tell that with a camera. And this thing has very, very few seconds left. 22 seconds, actually. But I'll let this go away with different images for your ears to pick up. Auditory panning, if you will.